You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go!
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
Well, football season is almost over. The regular season is. And that means this weekend, it is the wild card weekend. It is such a fun time when it comes to the NFL because we've got a bunch of games. And this is really the last weekend. There are a bunch of games for us to watch. And can't wait. We're going to get started tomorrow. And so this will be our final no prize pick'em of the season. It's Chris and Amy's show, hour three of three, the Gas House Gang, coming up at 12. And so what we will do today, first of all, is we are going to bring in our listener, Eric, who is participating today. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You ready to go?
Yes, sir. I'm ready. I made all my picks in advance.
You did it in advance.
What?
All right. It's called preparation.
Wow, I have never... We should try that sometime.
With these
being,
picks?
Just being prepared.
Oh, man. What's the point of that? You, Eric, will be participating against, competing against Amy Markscores, me, Chris Ranji, and our celebrity guest today, former NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace,
hey,
is on the show. Hello, Kenny.
I'm doing really good. I'm so excited to talk about football since we have no football in our town and the Chiefs have left Missouri. So exciting.
Well,
they haven't left yet.
Kenny.
They haven't left yet.
Hey, remember when I texted Kenny earlier this year because I was at Taleo Coffee in Kirkwood and there was a young kid with an old school NASCAR Kenny Wallace shirt? It was awesome. That's what I did.
Yeah,
I texted him.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Kenny, let me ask you this. Do you have any Kenny Wallace t-shirts? You know, the kind of stuff that they used to sell to people? Do you still have those?
Oh, yeah. We got. You go to shopkennywallace.com. Right here, us rednecks in Jefferson County. My daughters run it, and they have a good time doing it.
I'm getting myself a Kenny Wallace t-shirt.
Well, I was more
this is good stuff.
I'm looking for the vintage stuff. You know, the stuff from back in the day. Do you still have any of those? Just hanging around the house?
No, we don't. We don't have any of that, and that is something. Hey, listen, that's a lot of money to keep on the shelves. We got to keep our business lean and clean, you know.
That's right. Very good. Well, Kenny, you're going to go up against Eric here, and I believe you both know the rules. Eric, do you know what you get if you win today?
Yeah, I know. I don't get anything, unfortunately.
That's right.
Well, that's the best part about this game.
I get fame and notoriety.
That's right.
That's right.
You get to say you beat Kenny Wallace.
Hey.
All right.
I was told I'd get a new car.
No, new car?
Did Matt say that? That's how he tries to get guests to join us. He lies. It's a bait
a
and switch.
A new car!
Don't you... Kenny, do you get tired of driving?
No, I really don't. That is a great question. So the only thing I get tired of driving long distance. Like, I'm about a two-hour guy now. From here to Quincy, Illinois, that's it. I'm ready to be done.
All right. Well, here are the rules. The game is very, very simple. We're going to go through each matchup of the wild card weekend. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win the game and tell us why you think they are going to win. It does not matter if your reason is silly. Then, for the Monday night game, which will be the final game of the weekend, you'll have to tell us who you think is going to win and then give us the total amount of points you believe will be scored in the game. So, super, super simple. Let's get started. We will do these games in order because there's basically one game on at a time. That's how it's going to work this weekend. And we get started with the stupid Los Angeles Rams. We will take on the Panthers, and the Rams are on the road in this one. Eric?
Yeah. I'm putting down for the Rams.
Uh-oh.
I know. I don't hate the Rams. I mean, I don't really root for them anymore, but I think they're a better team. I like their quarterback. So
you don't hate the Rams. Did you hate them?
I don't hate them. Well, I was upset when they left, of course. Of course I was. I was upset when I remember when the Cardinals left. Mm-hmm. I was a kid, right? That was almost worse.
They were here longer.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
All right, Kenny Wallace, anyway, what do you think? Rams, Panthers.
Okay, first of all, the Panthers are going to win for sure. It's going to be 21-17. And the reason the Panthers are going to win is because I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as my mother said, boy, you don't hate anybody, but I do dislike the Rams mightily. And I don't like Stan Kroenke because he talked bad about St. Louis. He says we're not a three sports town. So for that matter, I wish no good on the Rams.
There you
and
go.
I can never forgive Kroenke.
Kenny Wallace is a good man.
That's right.
He gets
That's right.
it.
He does get it.
I get it.
I don't want anything good for the Rams. I don't want them to win. I just think they will.
I love you.
But I think they will. So
I kind of like that that brand new, not brand new now at this point, but that beautiful big stadium they play in. Mm-hmm. I would like for the stadium to clear out and all the security people to go home and then that stadium fall into a sinkhole.
Right.
Oh, interesting. That's your second stadium you wanted to fall into a sinkhole.
What's the other one?
You wanted Soldier Field.
No, I want them to rebuild in the lake.
Okay.
But not so much anymore because they're actually good this year.
Well, like I said, I don't want anything good for the Rams. I just think they're going to win, so I am picking them. I don't want it. I don't want to do it, but I am.
You are picking the Rams.
I know. Kenny, don't hate me, please.
No, I don't hate you. I understand. I'm a nice guy, but there is that side of me, you know?
That's why we love you. If you didn't have that side of you, you wouldn't be. Yep. You wouldn't have been the awesome competitor that you were, right?
Yeah, you gotta be tough, and I guess sometimes I'm tough and dumb. That's just because
Actually, In sports, Kenny, I think that you kind of have to be tough and dumb.
Yeah.
So you have to believe that you are better than everybody else in the whole world. I think that's one of the characteristics you have to have, and that's not true for everybody. You know.
I tell everybody all the time. I said, nobody better than you except for me. I'm the greatest.
That's exactly right.
That's funny. Never mind.
Well, listen, I also, I don't know, man. I feel bad about what the Rams did to the city, and I always will. And I'll have a little sour taste because of it. For this game, however, they're just clearly better than Carolina. It's the one game that on paper is the most lopsided of the weekend. And I think it holds true. I think the Rams end up winning, unfortunately. All right, Eric, let's get to the second game of the weekend. And by the way, the Rams-Panthers is tomorrow afternoon, and then tomorrow night is this one. It's the Bears hosting the Packers, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is a tough one. I think it's a flip of a coin, but I'm gonna put down for the Bears.
Attaboy, Eric.
The reason because...
The Bears!
I was born in Chicago. The Bears. I like their quarterback, and I like that they have Luther Burden from Mizzou.
Oh yeah, yep. Burden's
Go
having
Bears.
A yeah. He's looking really good.
Great reason.
Yes, he is.
Kenny Wallace.
I am going for the Packers because dun 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 dun. Go Pack, go! And My wife's family is all from the Milwaukee area, West Allis. Oh. So, listen, that is my team. Since there's nothing here in St. Louis anymore, it is the Packers.
All right. Well, I usually try not to align with my buddy and arch nemesis, Chris Ronji. However, I feel for the guy, and it's great seeing him so excited. And after the absolute dagger to the heart that he took with Illinois State, and to see him so downtrodden, tears in his eyes, all snotty nose from crying, it was gross, it was sad. So
it was crusty.
I'm going to pick the Bears.
Thanks, Amy.
In honor of my buddy here.
Well, I have no choice.
Come on.
You know what I got to do? This is the only thing I can do. I don't feel good about this. I am sick to my stomach, but I'm picking the Bears at home to win against the Packers. I do not feel good about this. I just...
Thank God for me, or else all of you would agree with each other.
Hey, well, we're Kenny just getting started, Kenny.
Kenny gets that boring radio. Boring.
Well, so far, he is correct. Eric, Amy, and I have all agreed Kenny has been the one outlier.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Sunday at noon, the Bills play the Jaguars in Jacksonville, Eric.
Yeah, I'm putting down for the Bills because I can't root against Josh Allen. Yep. He's a good guy, and I want him to go to the Super Bowl. He deserves it.
Kenny Wallace?
Yeah, I'm going with the Buffalo Bills only because I heard this story that they said when you go into that territory right there by the lake that it will snow like 3 feet in like a quarter-mile area. That's it. It's a phenomenon. I just think it's unbelievable. And they say you go like another quarter mile and there's no snow.
Yeah.
So just that phenomenon.
the lake effect.
That, I mean, you know, it's too nice down in Jacksonville. It's,
yeah.
You know, sunny.
It's going to be like 64.
Yeah. So I think the Buffalo Bills right there on by the lake, and that's just wild.
I mean, I was going to pick the Bills because of Josh Allen alone, but now I'm going to pick the Bills because of Josh Allen and the snow. Both reasons.
Even though they won't be playing in the snow.
Yeah, but Kenny Wallace brought up the snow.
He's right. You know, I'm going with the Bills because I just can't believe the Jacksonville Jaguars are really this good.
I'm not a fan of Jacksonville as a city.
They shouldn't have a team in the first place.
They shouldn't.
This is actually the Jaguars should have been the Rams. If you remember, mm-hmm. we were bidding for teams in the 90s, and the team got awarded to Jacksonville instead of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And had that happened, we'd probably still have football
and
here.
And I don't like their outfits either.
Yeah, I think the colors are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm picking the Bills. We all are on agreement on this. We're supposed to disagree. 49ers and Eagles, a 3:30 game tomorrow. They're playing in Philadelphia, Eric.
Yeah, I'm not too hot about either one of these teams, but based on my system that I developed for this thing, I'm gonna put down for the Eagles.
All right, what is your system?
What's your system?
My system was pretty simple. I looked at where the rankings are for the offense and their rankings for the defense, and whoever wins out there, and then whoever has home field advantage.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Pretty smart.
Yep.
All right, Kenny, who do you think is going to win?
It's going to be the 49ers because I like Joe Montana.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. And Philadelphia, it's okay. They got Rocky, climbing the steps and everything. But, it's the 49ers because of Joe Montana.
Saquon Barkley's not hurt or anything, is he?
Not that I'm aware.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Okay. The Eagles it is for you. I'm going with Kenny Wallace on this. I think the Niners are a really good offense. They're going to play in this one. They're going to score a bunch of points.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Philly seems to be clicking at the right time, but I don't know that I believe in them.
I don't believe in them.
49ers.
I just picked them because of Saquon, but I think the 49ers might win.
No, you're going for the Philadelphia Eagles because Jason Kelsey's brother used to play for them, and you like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it. We're not even going to address
it. I'm no dummy.
Nope. Yep.
He's
I'm no dummy. I see what you're doing.
Patriots night game on Sunday. They are hosting the Chargers. The Patriots are 14-3, Eric.
Yeah. I was going to put down for the Patriots. I really don't know a lot about it, but I like the Chargers quarterback.
Justin
so
Herbert.
I like him a lot. I'm going to put down for the Chargers.
Justin Herbert?
Yep.
If he played hockey, it'd be
Justin
A. Bear.
Herbert.
Justin A. Bear.
What do you think, Kenny?
I'm going with the Patriots because I like cheese, and the owner's name is Robert Kraft.
Okay.
Kraft cheese.
The highest okay, quality
now,
cheese.
Now, listen, I'm American putting on slices. A show here. I hope you all appreciate it, okay?
We do. I mean, why do you think we asked you?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to... I'll do the same thing. I, too, like Kraft American
Kraft singles. It's not real cheese.
I know. It's a
not cheese,
cheese product.
It is a cheese product. You know what? I don't want to do this.
Do you ever ball up the single? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
I don't want to do this. I really don't have a feel on this game so much, but I'm just going to pick New England anyway.
Wow.
God, I want to root against
That's
them,
hurtful.
But I think they're probably going to win this bad boy. All right, final game of the weekend. It is actually the Monday night game. Texans, Steelers in Pittsburgh. So I need the winner, Eric. And how many points do you think will be scored? The betting total is 38.5. So that's what they are predicting. Texans, Steelers, okay. Pittsburgh.
Right. I kind of agonized over this one. I was gonna put down for Houston, but because Aaron Rodgers, because he's an old guy, and I like to root for the old guys.
Okay.
Right? And I think they're going to have their receiver, Metcalf. I think he's going to be back. So I'm going to put down for the Pittsburgh, the Steelers.
All right. How many points?
Let's say 42.
42 points. Kenny Wallace, who wins this one?
Finally, my friend and I agree. Okay, look, here's the deal. Aaron Rodgers is a weirdo to the maximum peak. I've watched the special. I've watched it on Netflix. I like him because he's off-centered like me, okay? He is going to go out in a blaze of glory. This is a made-for-motion pitcher. He's going to win because he's going to will the Steelers to the win so he can show the Jets that they're still bad without him. So he's got a lot to prove. He's probably going to buy all his team defensive line, get some Rolex watches. They're going to play hard for him. And the score is going to be 37.
So,
it's going to be 17-21.
All right.
Wow. Well, I actually had a pretty close point score, but I had a different winner. I think the Texans are going to defeat the Steelers and their mangy quarterback, and the total will be 34 points.
Oh, 34. That's interesting you picked that, because I am picking 35 points in this game.
Unbelievable.
And I'm also going with Houston, and I believe what you were thinking of earlier is it was Aaron Rodgers I wish would fall into a sinkhole.
Oh, that's
right. It wasn't
right.
a stadium. It was
you have quite a few wish holes.
I don't even think he wants to be there. I think he's upset they accidentally won last week. So forget Aaron Rodgers. Houston wins this game, and that's it. So, Eric, best of luck to you. Thanks for participating today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And Kenny Wallace, it was awesome to talk to you again. Thank you for being a part of our No Prize Pick'em.
I love you all. Great show. Happy to be on it.
Thank you, Kenny. You're
Thank
the
you,
best.
Kenny.
Everyone loves you.
I love you more.
That's what I say. That's our guy, Kenny Wallace, with us. Awesome stuff. Thank you, Kenny, for being here. Robert, watching on YouTube, says, if the expansion bid had been won by St. Louis, what would the team name have been? Remember? St. Louis Stallions. I think they were going to be like...
That sounds fake.
Like purple and maybe yellow, kind of like the Vikings. Like similar-ish colors.
Like
yeah, that's what I saw. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we always appreciate your texts at 314-436-7900. A 636 says, who knew Kenny Wallace was so funny? He could be a radio personality. Well, anybody who knows Kenny knows that he's a hoot.
He is a hoot.
He is so much fun. Also, a 636 wants to know, how about Eric and Kenny are on for the next hour just reading the newspaper and discussing it?
I'm
not
fine
a bad
with that.
Idea. I thought Eric and Kenny were awesome.
Do we still get paid?
Yes.
And also, a texter lets us know that vintage Kenny Wallace t-shirts go from on eBay anywhere from $129 to like $200.
And then he wants to know, how much are you willing to spend?
Well, I was just wanting him to give me one.
Because if you had a vintage Kenny Wallace t-shirt, and people would see it and say, oh my gosh, where did you get that t-shirt? And you could say, Kenny Wallace gave it to me?
Right.
There's no flex better than
that.
No,
that's pretty cool.
Maybe an astronaut. I've been to the moon.
Yeah. I would love to have a vintage t-shirt from him. But, you know, I guess I have to go to eBay to get it done. This message wants to know about the rumors around the Chiefs moving to Kansas and that it is not a done deal yet and could actually stay in Missouri. Well, technically, yes, they could stay here. And if you remember, the mayor of KC said that, you know, they were still holding out hope that something could happen, but it looks very, very likely that they are going to go to Kansas. I don't know what would stop it, because Kansas is going to give them a bunch of tax money to build that new stadium. Yeah. So I can't see anything else happening. Speaking of the Chiefs, when we come back, we are going to, for the last time this season, talk to Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst and former receiver. We'll get his thoughts on the team, what's ahead, and also his thoughts on the playoffs next on KMOX.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, to be perfectly honest, to think about the NFL playoffs this this year? We're 2026, and we're not that far removed from a Chiefs Super Bowl title. So it's kind of weird to think about the playoffs happening and there being no Chiefs in it. And that's where we are right now. Danan Hughes is the radio analyst for the Chiefs, former receiver for the team, and you can hear Chiefs games on 104.1 FM KMOX. This, I'm sure, Danan, this feels very odd for you, a team that's won like a million Super Bowls in the last 6 years.
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Yep.
Yes, it is. It is weird. Just a few weeks ago, and even up to this week, I was looking at my calendar. I'm one of those people that live by their calendar on their phone. and noticed that just every weekend in January was kind of open. I was like, wow, this is unfamiliar territory for me to not have anything slated in the month of January and even into February when you consider the Super Bowl. But it is where we are. I think there's some comfort, a little bit less frustration because it didn't come down to the last week and having to win and losing. We kind of knew this over a month ago. So I feel in the Chiefs kingdom, you've had time to kind of settle into the fact that this wasn't our year. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, especially the injury to Patrick Mahomes. And we just have to face it. We are kind of outsiders looking in, but there's a bright side to it. I feel like we were able to identify specific needs going into the draft and free agency, and then also add a little chip on our shoulder because now the narrative will be that the Chiefs' reign is done and everybody's figured us out and nobody's scared of us and, you know, our best days are behind us and all that junk. So I feel like this is a prime opportunity to kind of reset. We're definitely not rebuilding, but resetting and getting back to the form that we've become accustomed to being in.
I'm glad you brought up narrative because I did want to ask exactly maybe some of the depth of the narrative in Kansas City. Are fans wanting, expecting a lot of change? Is this season looked at as a fluke or a failure? You know, how is it being viewed right now?
So fortunately, it's not being viewed as a fluke in regards to what other teams and other organizations have gone through in the past. And what I mean by that, Amy, is that people are recognizing specific things that did not help the team this year. Not having a wide receiver, again, not go over 1,000 yards. Not having a running back that went over 1,000 yards. Being near the bottom of the NFL in third down percentage from a defensive standpoint. Not having a defensive backfield, specifically the safeties, I mean, that had one interception on the entire season. And that interception came on the first play of the last game with Shamari Connor. The wide receiver issues as far as working outside the numbers, you guys have heard me say. So I feel like it's not a feeling of a fluke because there's specific things that you can target and say, these are the reasons why we were not successful. To have as many games as we lost by one score, some people might think, well, we're kind of close. We're not that far off. And I specifically asked Andy Reid that question after the Raiders game, and I was happy that he was not in the mindset of, yeah, we're not that far off. Now, he said that throughout the season because I feel like you have to say that during the season because you're playing a game the next week and the following week, and you're losing by 3 points and 4 points and 7 points. And you might have to say that because you want your team to feel like, hey, we just got to turn the page a little bit. We just got to tighten the screw in this one area and we'll win these games. Now that the season's over, that's not the case. They're not saying that we were just very close. They're saying we need to reset and here are specific areas that we have to identify.
You know, it's interesting that you're talking about this because you will hear athletes, coaches, whatever, sometimes they will, when the season is over, they'll tell you how they really feel about, you know, how things went. But in the middle of the year, it's no. We believe we're gonna turn this thing around. We've got the talent. We've got this. We've got that. We're going to be all right. And then you talk to them, and a lot of times it's private. And they'll say, yeah, we knew by October this wasn't going to happen, or November or something like that. So I find that really fascinating that they kind of athletes have to convince themselves while the season is going on, they still have a chance.
Well, yeah, and I also believe that, in all honesty, I think everybody believes that because there's so much parity in the league, and you see the stories in every professional level that of teams that start slow and get hot at the right time, and they might not be the best team, but they're the best team right now. We've seen in our run to three Super Bowl wins where, quite honestly, if whoever we played in week three, if we would have played them again in week 17, I don't know if we would have fared the same way. I'm sure that in those seasons, teams could say that about us. They played us early when we were hot in September, but we cooled off in October. Had they played us then, we might not have won those games, especially last year when you consider you're blocking field goals to end games, you're kicking field goals to win games with three different kickers, you're getting key fourth down stops, fumbles in the red zone and in goal line situation, all of those different things where had it been another week, another time, when you had some players down by injuries, who knows? I think that's what makes the NFL so special, because it's not 162 games. It's not 82 games. It's 17 games in 18 weeks, and you have to be your best, and you might face another team that happens to be their best on a specific day. And I will say this, every week, I should say most weeks during the season, especially during these last 2 years, I checked around the league at the scores of other games. And obviously there's usually 16 games, depending on when bye weeks happen. It could be 13 to 15 games happening per weekend. And usually it was like 8 or 9 games every week consistently that were difference between winning and losing were within 8 points. Mm-hmm. And so we were on the wrong side of it this year, but to go along with your point, I think it's valid that you recognize where you are, and during the season you have to play some brainwashing just a bit, but then you can take a seat back and say at the end of the season, you know what, we might have been playoff contenders had we had this happen and that happen, and if A, B, and C would have worked in our favor, but we definitely weren't Super Bowl caliber. And because of the status and the standard that we've set here in the Chiefs Kingdom, I think that's the ultimate goal. So Andy is right on point.
When you look at it that way and how close so many games were last season, do you think it's more of a surprise that the Chiefs missed the playoffs this year, or more of a surprise that the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl last year with so many close games?
I think it was more of a surprise last year. I mean, when you look at the landscape of the season, we went 12-0 in one-score games.
Yeah.
12-0.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then to think about how those one-score games happened, what happened during those games, how we, you know, blocking a field goal against the Broncos and, you know, our kicker going down and getting injured, the next kicker going down and getting injured, but all of them contributing specifically to game-winning field goals as time expired, to have, you know, pinpoint interceptions or fumbles or fourth down stops. Like those are not normal. Not only do they not happen for a team on a consistent level, but to happen in the same season, like that's how crazy it was. So to answer your question, mm-hmm. I think it was more of a surprise last year that we stayed on that run all the way through the Super Bowl, especially after winning two straight Super Bowls, then coming back this year and you know, kind of wetting the bed and not getting to the playoffs.
What do you think about Matt Nagy, who is the offensive coordinator, now getting job, not offers yet, but he is getting job interviews for head coaching vacancies around the league?
I think it's a bonus. I think he's a great guy. You guys have heard me say I thought Eric Bieniemy definitely warranted head coaching opportunities, especially when you see the carousel of head coaches around the league. Think about how many head coaches the Raiders are paying to not be their head coach again. Like, you know, they go back to John Gruden. They're still paying his salary. So, like, to think that a guy like Eric Bieniemy, Matt Nagy, when there's so many questions as to, okay, well, how much of a coordinator are they really in Kansas City, when you have a great quarterback like Patrick Mahomes and you have a great offensive mind like Andy Reid, are they really doing anything? Yes, they are. There's something to be said about leading an offense as a coordinator when you have superstars, not just stars, but superstars on your offense, and then to still be productive in the fashion that they were, to not have any guys that are, you know, fighting each other or complaining about touches and targets and having the successes, I think he definitely warrants an opportunity, another opportunity as a head coach. I would have liked to see that happen for Eric Bieniemy. Don't know if those days are past, but Matt Nagy deserves it. I think the question marks when you're under Andy Reid is how much do you really contribute to the offense and play calling? But I think that's going to be the case no matter who comes in as the OC.
You mentioned some of the carousel of coaches. Do you have any guesses on where some of the more high-profile coaches who were recently let go might land?
Yeah, I think John Harbaugh, it's my understanding, has a really good relationship with the owners of the Dolphins. So I would not be surprised if he's down there. I would say that probably the one question mark that might be press pause on that is the quarterback situation, because I think they got $54 million guaranteed to Tua next year. And you put yourself in a deficit, especially if you're a new head coach, if you don't think that Tua can be the quarterback of your organization. So do you walk into that knowing that's the case? That could be something that he might try to avoid. But, I mean, he's the hottest name on the market. I think that would be a great fit for him. And there are some other places that I think, like, Matt Nagy would fit in with Mike Borgonzi, who is the GM with the Tennessee Titans, having a number one pick in the quarterback last year could bode well for bringing an offensive-minded quarterback coach / offensive coordinator into that organization that you have a history with. So I think those are two that jump out to me as far as names that are out there that will garner opportunities. I think Robert Saleh, who went from the Jets head coach, and you recognize with the Jets' failures that he wasn't necessarily the reason. And then to see what they've been able to accomplish with all the injuries out in San Francisco on the defensive side, and yet they put themselves in prime position to possibly get to another Super Bowl, I think he would warrant a second opportunity as a head coach as well. So there's several names out there that I think could garner those jobs. There's a lot of free money that's gone around with a lot of organizations that have made bad decisions. So I would not be surprised to see if some of these places take a little bit more time to evaluate.
How do you think these playoffs are going to work out?
So part of me, I've had to go into therapy a little bit, into my own self-therapy. Part of me has thought for a fraction of a moment, do I want the Bills to win just because of how futile they've been all these years in the postseason? And for just a glimmer of a moment, I thought, yes. And then I came to my senses and I said, screw the Bills. No, we don't want them to win. And I feel like, although it won't be very appealing from a marketing standpoint, I kind of feel like NFC, I'd go with the Bears. There's some Chiefs history there. The PR director, Ted Cruz, is there. Their front office guys came from Kansas City. I have a bunch of friends, obviously, from Iowa that are from Chicago area that are Bears fans, so I would like to see them represent the NFC. And I'm leaning towards the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that would be a really cool story for that organization. And they beat us head-to-head straight up on Monday Night Football, so I got to give them credit.
You know what? I love it. Really appreciate you, Danan. Thank you for picking the Bears.
No problem. You know I knew him. That would make your day.
You did it. You did it, my man. Well, and I think you did it because this is our last conversation of the season, so you're just trying to make me happy, but whatever. I appreciate you nonetheless. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you all. It was another amazing season. Fun every week talking to you all, and wish you all a happy new year, and look forward to kicking 2026 off, in August or September, getting it going again.
That's right.
That's right. You're Danan the best,
Hughes.
Danan.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Hey, and don't hit anybody in the mouth anymore.
Hey, listen.
That's right.
You have a whole off season to hit people in the mouth if you want.
I'll be in trouble. I'll be in trouble now. I don't have any excuse.
All right. Well, you stay safe then.
Yeah, stay safe.
All right. Okay.
That is Danan Hughes, radio analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs and former receiver. And, he does some baseball analysis.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him do some college baseball stuff.
Interesting.
I think for the Big Ten Network, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. because he was a football player or a baseball player too.
Man, these athletes. Great athlete. They're just ridiculous.
I think about that, those guys who played two sports and are like, which one do I want to play professionally? Let me think about it. And I'll, I guess I'll play baseball. Like, you have your choice? It's infuriating.
Every day I wonder if I'm going to still have a job.
It's Chris and Amy.
Radio.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX, the Gas House Gang, Mike Claiborne and me, and Matt Pauly, and we'll talk to Katie Wu. The Gas House Gang is at 12 on KMOX.
Now, a look back at this week's Chris and Amy show, Out of Context.
I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress.
Charlie Brown going to whoop their ass in the ratings.
I can't wait to be an old broad.
Their roast beef sandwich used to make me fall to my knees and my eyes roll up into my head with pleasure.
Every time I go to Colorado, I sleep with Willie Nelson.
I have about 8 dozen people I'd like to threaten.
8 dozen?
Yeah.
I don't want to throw up at 9:30 in the morning.
You don't have to throw up at 9:30.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I want them to be out immediately, and you know what it is? Spite.
Regarding big-headed babies, definitely feels sorry for the mom. That's my point. It's like passing a basketball.
I'm going to erect it. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Oh, my.
Oh my God.
What in the world?
How well, is this show still on the air? Who's listening to this?
I don't know, man.
Much?
It's the week out of context. And so this is the part where we have to remember why we said what we said.
This is why, like, when people are like, oh, do you remember you said that? No. Mm-mm. Listen, we're just killing time.
No, man. A lot of stuff just comes out of my face. What's up?
All right. I'm going to play some of these clips for you guys. You need to give me some context. Amy, I'm going to start with you. Give some context to this.
I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress. Yes, it's true. Why did I...
I don't know, why
is
did that you
what
say
I
that?
Said on a first date?
No, you were using it as an excuse to get away from somebody. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, a talker who like a say someone goes, "How are you?" And then they say surprisingly well.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea why
I
said that.
You were
either.
In the gym and somebody was trying to sell you something through Amway, and you said, "Oh, I can't eat that or whatever. I can't drink whatever shake you're selling me. I have gastrointestinal distress."
And for what the record, it's not lying. I wasn't lying. I was very forthright. I did say that on a first date one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You told somebody on a date that you had gastrointestinal distress?
Yeah, because we went somewhere and I couldn't eat anything on the menu. I thought, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. And then, like, let's get drinks, but I couldn't drink at the time. So I said, listen, buddy, I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress.
You did not.
No, I did. I promise.
You were such a weirdo.
It's true. What do you want me to say? Lie? I don't drink.
You're saying, like, I haven't been feeling great lately.
He's going to think that I had the flu.
Okay.
I panicked and I told the truth.
Wow. That's remarkable.
Ron, did you give some context to this?
Charlie Brown going to whoop their ass in the rating.
I know.
Oh, we were talking about some show going, whatever, was it the like Christmas Eve show or something?
Yeah. It was... Amy and Curb's hockey show.
What it was. That's right. Offside hockey. Are you competing against Charlie Brown Christmas?
Ackerman asked that. He goes, oh, you're going to be on Christmas Eve? Yeah. On Channel 4? Yes. KMOV. Oh, are you going up against Charlie Brown?
I said, you're going to get your ass whooped by Charlie Brown. Sorry. Love you both, but it is a far superior show.
Christmas Eve on Charlie Brown.
That's right.
Amy, explain this horrible comment.
Every time I go to Colorado, I sleep with Willie Nelson.
I know what that is.
Vile.
Yes, Willie.
Despicable.
Willie Nelson is a little Yorkie poo. He is the cutest dog, and he likes to sleep in the guest bed of my friend's house, but he'll only sleep in the guest bed when there's a guest. So as soon as I show up, Willie Nelson gets all excited, runs around, and then jumps on the bed.
That's it. Good job. All right, we got time for a few more. Ranji, explain this.
Their roast beef sandwich used to make me fall to my knees and my eyes roll up into my head with pleasure. That was
like
a text. That was a listener's text.
I don't like it.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
God, what sandwich plate? What burger?
Someplace
it was High Point.
Yes.
High Point. That's it.
Pretty good.
I never had their roast beef, but if it does that to you,
Ew.
I need to look into that.
Well, how can any locations be closing if that's what it does? Unless that's what people are doing in the store.
Oh, stop.
Amy, last one for you.
I don't want to throw up at 9:30
You don't have
in the
to throw up at 9:30.
Mardi Gras.
That's it.
You don't have to throw up at all. You could just go and enjoy yourself.
Because I went there, I emceed something at a tent, and there was throw up on the ground, multiple spots. It was 9:30 in the
morning. Amy thinks that if you go to Mardi Gras Grand Parade Day, that you have to puke in the morning. You don't.
You seemed pretty fine with the idea.
I don't vomit. I have a good time. You could go and have a good time without being pukey.
Yeah, but you said you're not really a puker anyway.
That's right.
A lot of people are.
Mardi Gras time is happening right now. Lots of good events coming up. Taste the Soulard. Got the Cajun Cook-Off. Got the Wiener Dog
Race. The Wiener Dog Race.
And the Pet Parade. The Pet Parade. And then Valentine's Day is the big day, the Grand Parade.
I think that's perfect. I think Valentine's Day should always be the Mardi Gras Parade.
Guys, have a great wild card weekend. Enjoy. Hopefully when we come back Monday, we're talking about a Bears win. Probably not. But we'll talk about whatever happens over the weekend on Monday. Have a good one. KMOX.com, Odyssey app, iHeart app for the podcast. If you want to go back and listen to the show. But we'll be back Monday at 9. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.